Hey, everybody. Welcome to Run with the Queen. I am your host, Rami Mays. I'm just making sure things are working here. Oh, there we are. Hi, everyone. Okay. Everything's good. I'm late today. Holy, hey. I was trying to get in to the university here, and they directed me somewhere they just wouldn't let me drive the way I knew how. And they directed me, like, to some parking lot that I didn't know where it was. So then I ended up having to, like, walk around for a while until I found the building. So anyways, we are here, and welcome. And it's a beautiful Sunday afternoon. And how I decided to do my show today was actually because I had a dream last Tuesday night with Jim Morrison. Not a sexual one, but it was a dream that he was in. We were like buddies and stuff. And I woke up and I started to think a lot about the Doors and how when I was a preteen, I adored the band. And so I thought, let's feature the Doors this week in all their glory and mayhem. So here we go. The Doors began in the summer of 1965 when Jim Morrison and Ray Manzarek met. They had both attended a UCLA School of Theater in Venice Beach. And Morrison told Ray he'd been writing some songs and some poetry. And I guess, that really appealed to Ray. And Morrison had written the lyrics to some of the Doors' earliest songs at the time, like Moonlight Drive and Hello, I Love You. And with Manzarek's encouragement, Jim began to sing the songs, and they started a band with drummer John Densmore. At the time, keyboardist Manzarek was in a band called Rick and the Ravens with his brothers Rick and Jim, while drummer John Densmore was playing with the Psychedelic Rangers. I looked it up. I couldn't find anything on the Psychedelic Rangers. So they all knew each other from, like, meditation class. Jim wasn't into that, weirdly enough, but the rest of the band was. So there's this other, like, the whole group of them. Plus, they added Patti Sullivan on bass. And they made some of these now famous bootlegs, which were originally their demos, and they called themselves The Doors. And they had named their band after Aldous Huxley's book, The Doors of Perception, which in turn took its name from poet William Blake's poem, The Marriage of Heaven and Hell, which quotes, "If the doors of perception were cleansed, everything would appear to men as it is, infinite." So I guess that appealed to them quite a bit. And by mid-1965, Manzarek's two brothers, Rick and Jim, they left the band, and the group recruited guitarist Robbie Krieger. And then the best-known lineup, Morrison, Manzarek, Krieger, and Densmore, was complete. Morrison's vocal influences included Elvis Presley and Frank Sinatra. I hadn't really pictured that before when I started reading about that Frank Sinatra, but when you hear it, it's evident in his baritone crooning style, and it's characteristic of several of the Doors songs. So along with the blues and jazz and folk influences seeping into the band was the influence of LSD, which Jim Morrison was described as taking in as part of his regular diet, thus creating the psychedelic sound and poetry in the Doors music we've all become familiar with. So let's start the show where it should begin, the beginning. And we'll spin some Rick and the Ravens and the band that Manzarek and his brothers were in prior to the Doors. And we're going to spin a song called Soul Train. And then let's hear a tune by the Doors that was written by Jim before the band even formed, called Moonlight Drive. And then let's throw in some Frank Sinatra to touch on the artistic influence that Frank had on Jim's vocal approach with a tune called That's Life. So let's do that here on 101.5 UMFM.
People! So low down you could die. Well, come on, quit rain out, people. I'm gonna take you on a little ride. And now come on, everybody, let's take a little trip. Well, let's take you to the place where we'll
climb through the tide, penetrate the evening that the city sleeps too high. Let's swim out.
Myself up and get back in the race. nothing shaking come this here July. I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die. My.
Hey, all. Thanks for tuning in. Today we are featuring one of the most popular rock and roll bands of our time, The Doors. By 1966, the band was playing clubs like LA's Lennon Fog, but soon graduated to more popular clubs like Whiskey A Go-Go, where they supported acts like Van Morrison's band Them. And apparently there's some epic recording somewhere or footage of Van Morrison's band Them and The Doors doing Gloria for like 20 minutes after some shows they did together. Following some failed efforts at acquiring a label, producer Paul Rothchild and president of Elektra Records, Jack Holzman checked out a couple of sets at Whiskey A Go-Go and signed The Doors in 66. And that was pretty much the biggest hand they'd been given that really helped them out and set them on their course. But it was funny because only a couple of days later, The Doors would be fired from Whiskey A Go-Go for the first of many taboo performances when Morrison, at that time, he retold the story of Oedipus's Greek myth. If you don't know it, look up Oedipus Rex and you will learn a bit about that. And he apparently retold the story profanely and quite explicitly, and Whiskey A Go-Go fired them. So the signing with Elektra Records held strong, and their first single, Light My Fire, was a hit. This was actually Robbie Krieger's first song he wrote for the band, and though Morrison was known as the lyricist of the group, Krieger also made some significant lyrical contributions, and he wrote and co-wrote some of the group's biggest hits, actually. In 1967, The Doors played the Ed Sullivan Show, and Ed Sullivan had requested two songs from The Doors for the show. He wanted to hear People Are Strange and Light My Fire. And Sullivan's censors insisted that The Doors change the lyrics of the song in Light My Fire from Girl We Couldn't Get Much Higher to Girl We Couldn't Get Much Better, as higher was perceived to be a reference to drugs, I guess. So though they had said they wouldn't before the show, the band had completely agreed to sing the song with the original lyrics, regardless of that request. So Sullivan wasn't happy and he refused to shake hands with Morrison or the band and after they played. And Sullivan had a show producer tell the band they would never appear on the Ed Sullivan Show again. And reportedly, Morrison said to the producer in some kind of defiant tone, "Hey, man, we just did the Sullivan Show." So this was sort of set at the pace of a lot of shows that would get the producers pissed off at Jim Morrison and the band, and they would find themselves in some taboo. There's actually some stories I'm about to tell you here where he was like literally arrested. I guess he just couldn't keep his potty mouth to himself. I know some people like that. So let's hear some tunes. Let's start the set with the famous tune Gloria from Van Morrison's band Them, and then we'll listen to Light My Fire, the band's first hit, and then the tune that got them banned from the Ed Sullivan Show, one of my favorites, People Are Strange, here on Riding with the Queen.
Like I tell you about now, baby, you know she comes around. She's about 5 feet four, I'm from my head to the ground. You know she comes around here. Midnight. She make her feel so good, love. She make her feel all right. And her name is G. L. O. R. I. G. L. Y.
Gloria.
G. L. Y.
Gloria.
I'm gonna tell it all night. Comes around here just about midnight. She make me feel so good. I wanna say she make me feel alright. walking down my street. Why'd you come to my house? You knock upon my door. And then you come to my room. That's to make me feel alright.
Thank you. right now we can only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Wow. Well, I forgot that that song was 7 minutes long. It's 7 minutes long. And I actually knew that at one point because I had learned that for radio, the producer had to cut it down. And I was going to play People Are Strange, but I think that we should just get back into the show for a minute. Once I hit play on that song, I was like, oh my God, it's still going. It's still going. Not to say that that's not a great song, but maybe a little gratuitous, just a little bit. So we are looking at one of the best-selling rock bands of all time, The Doors. We are in 1967 now, and The Doors are set to release their next album called Strange Days. Strange Days was the first Doors album recorded with a studio musician on bass on most of the tracks, and this continued on all subsequent studio albums. The album was received well, but not as well as their first. And more notably, though, that year was an incident in New Haven that put them in the news, more so than the album. And that seemed to be a bit of the case with Jim Morrison, that he would make himself more popular than actually the band's music sometimes. In December of 1967, Jim Morrison was a first, I actually think this is kind of a cool title to have, was officially the first rock artist to ever be arrested on stage during a performance. And he had been fooling around with the groupie before the show backstage when an officer found them and aware he was in the band. And when he asked Jim to leave, Jim got lippy, and there's like some, you know, there's quotes of how that went. But he refused, and then the officer maced him. So the show started late. He had to recover, and he got on stage, but he was still super pissed off. So he began to improvise lyrics, taunting the police, until eventually it just turned into this thing where they dragged him off the stage and arrested him. And because the crowd got so unruly because of the whole catastrophe, they tried to charge Morrison with inciting a riot, indecency, and public obscenity. A few weeks later, the charges were dropped due to lack of evidence. I just think that that's like, it's not that that's like something I would want to dream toward, but being the very first rock and roller to ever get arrested on stage during a performance, that's kind of just something cool to take to the grave. I don't know. This would not be an isolated act, and many other instances like this would follow in the future with Jim and the Doors, as we know. In 1968, though, moving back to the music side of his career, and The Doors recorded Waiting for the Sun, and the song Hello, I Love You caused a stir with the publisher of the 1964 Kinks song, All Day and All of the Night. And if you had not checked this out, I'm going to play it right away, and I want you to really check this out. Ray Davies of the Kinks, though, pretty cool dude. He chose not to sue. But between you and me, I think I'd be choked, too. I'll let you decide when we spin it right away here. But when you're listening to the Kinks song, sing along with it, but sing Hello, I Love You. And don't say I didn't warn you. But before we do that, I just want to play a song that I really, really like too, by The Doors, called Love Me Two Times, off the Strange Days album. And I'm running a little bit out of time, so I was going to play one of my other favorites called 5 to 1, but we'll have to leave that for another show. So where are we now? We're at Love Me Two Times, and we're going to listen to The Kinks. So don't forget to sing Hello, I Love You. All right, here on Riding with the Queen.
Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Love me two times, girl. I'm gone away. Love me two times, girl. One for tomorrow, one just for today. Love me two times, I'm gone away.
one time. Do not speak. Call me one time. Yeah, my knees got weak. Love me two time, girl. Nurse me all through the week. Love me two times, I'm gonna wait. Love me two times, I'm gonna wait. Could not speak. Love me one time, baby. Yeah, my knees got weak. Love me two time, girl. Last week, all through the week. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Love me two time, baby. Twice today. Love me two time, babe. Cause I'm gone away. Love me two time, girl. One for tomorrow, one kiss for today. Love me two time, I'm gone away. Love me two time.
In the daytime, girl, I want to be with you all of the time. The only time I feel alright is by your side. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time. All day and all of the night. All day and all of the night. All day. You and me last forever. Oh yeah, all day and night time yours, leave me never. The only time I feel alright is by your side. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time. All day and all of the night. All day.
Get up!
All right, here we are on Riding with the Queen. I'm your host, Rami Mays, and today we're featuring the band The Doors. And by now, we're almost in the year 1970, and the band has just toured Europe and sold out Madison Square Gardens. And shortly after release of their album, Soft Parade, which had hits like Touch Me, which was, I think, one of their best songs, Morrison was back in the hot seat after a concert in Miami, where he was so drunk that he missed the plane to Miami. So just a little late for the concert. And Manzarek was quoted as saying that Jim was overly fortified with alcohol. And I guess that's just a classy way of saying piss blind drunk. He was taunting the audience, going back and forth between asking them to love him and then telling them completely off. At one point, Morrison took his shirt off and pretended to make particular movements over his groin area behind the shirt. And that's me, for lack of a better term, not saying what exactly you know I'm trying to say. And a few days later, a warrant was issued for his arrest, claiming Morrison deliberately exposed his penis while on stage, shouttered obscenities to the crowd, and was drunk at the time of his performance. He was later convicted, though remained free pending an appeal of his conviction. And oddly enough, he would actually die before the matter was legally resolved. So I guess it was just sort of posthumously dropped at some point. After some more legal problems with various incidences and more charges dropped, in 1970, The Doors came back full form with their album Morrison Hotel. It was critically acclaimed and had Jim returning as the main songwriter again. So that was pretty good. And also, actually, that year, that summer, they also released their only live album, their first live album, actually, Absolutely Live. On December 8th, 1970, his 27th birthday, Morrison recorded another poetry session, which would partly end up being on An American Prayer in 1978 with, like, music behind it. If you haven't heard that, it's actually kind of creepy and kind of cool. During The Doors' last public performance with Morrison later that month, he had some kind of massive breakdown on stage. Just a turmoiled young lad, hey? He slammed the microphone numerous times into the stage floor and then sat down and just completely refused to perform for the remainder of the show. After the show, the band met and decided to end their live act, agreeing that Morrison was ready to retire. And it's funny, like, just retire from performing, obviously not. They still wanted to be a band, but it's funny to think that they would think that he should retire. And he's like 27. It's just really bizarre. You'd think that would just be the beginning. So anyway, regardless of performing or not, The Doors set to reclaim their status as a premier act with L.A. Woman in 1971, which contained 2 top 20 hits. Why is that so hard to say? 2 top 20 hits, and went on to be the second best-selling album that they did in the studio, surpassing in sales only by their debut. So in the song L.A. Woman, actually, I just thought this was interesting because I told my daughter this the other day and she just thought it was very cool. So Jim Morrison sings Mr. Mojo Rising, and you might remember that. And it's just a little interesting fun fact for those that care. It's actually Mr. Mojo Rising is his name with the letters scrambled. So sometimes he was called Mr. Mojo Rising, and that would be Jim Morrison mixed up, different letters. So, which now brings us to 1971, and after only 6 years from the time of its fruition, Jim Morrison took his leave of absence from The Doors. He moved to Paris with girlfriend Pamela Courson, who Love Street, among many other songs, were written about. He would be found dead in his apartment bathtub on July 3rd, 1971. And pursuant to French law, no autopsy was performed because the medical examiner claimed to have found no evidence of foul play. So the absence of an official autopsy and the death certificates having no reason of death besides heart failure have left many questions regarding the cause of death. I mean, it's not like he took care of himself, so it's not really that crazy to think that he had heart failure and or maybe like some kind of overdose at that time. So that was that. And then after The Doors, the surviving members continued for some time, initially considering replacing Morrison with a new singer. But instead, Krieger and Manzarek took over on the vocals, and The Doors released 2 more albums before disbanding. And I thought about playing a track from those recordings, but to be completely honest, in my opinion, they totally suck. They really do. Both those albums, one's called Other Voices, and I can't remember the name of the other one. They're not playable. I don't like them. So you might, but I just thought I'm not going to put it on my radio show. So Krieger and Densmore also formed a band called The Butts Band in 1973, which I do think I'll play a track from right away. And they disbanded in 1975 after 2 albums. In 2002, Ray Manzarek and Robbie Krieger formed a new version of The Doors, which they called The Doors of the 21st Century. But after legal battles over use of the Doors name, which with drummer John Densmore, he was just not okay with that. They changed their name several times and ultimately toured the name Manzarek Krieger. So the group was dedicated to just performing, you know, music of the Doors and Jim Morrison. So that was part of the legacy they were trying to leave behind. But there was so much more. There were, like, so many other musicians and so many other people that were affected by the Doors, whether now or at that time. So among many others, Lane Staley of Alice in Chains, Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam, Scott Whelan of Stone Temple Pilots and Velvet Revolver, Julian Casablancas of The Strokes, all of these people and many more have all said that Morrison was their biggest influence and inspiration in rock. Actually, Waylon also filled in for Morrison to perform Break On Through with the rest of the Doors, which I think I'd like to hear that track. It's pretty cool. Waylon's such a cool guy and such a cool singer. I think I might even do a show on him coming up someday soon. So him fronting the Doors and playing the role of Jim Morrison is a really cool thing to hear. So among other mentions and inspirations in songs, the band Radiohead mentions Jim Morrison in their song Anyone Can Play Guitar, and Alice Cooper states in the liner notes of the album Killer that the song Desperado is about Jim Morrison, and the list goes on. So let's hear Butts Band with a tune called Baja Bus, and then we'll hear Scott Whelan live fronting the surviving Doors members with Break On Through. And then let's close. I'm really running out of time, actually, so I'm going to skip. I was going to play Love Street, because it was just one of the songs that Jim wrote for Pamela, and I kind of dig that song. But we're just going to skip that one for now, and we're just going to go straight to Touch Me from their album Soft Parade. And then, if there's time, which I hope there is, I'd like to close the show with an excerpt of Jim's poetry to music when from his American Prayer recordings. So thanks for tuning in this week, and I hope you enjoyed the feature on the Doors. I'm not sure who I'm going to do next week. I'm always open to suggestions. You could always write me on my Facebook page, facebook.com, Riding with the Queen. And yeah, stay in touch. Get to know me. I'm a good person. I'm kind of fun. All right. Till next week, you've been riding with the Queen.
Got myself a bus, shot up Monterey. I was heading down the highway, looking for the sun. Going down to Mexico to have some fun. Keep on running.
destroys a night, night divides a day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side, break on through to the other side, break on through to the other side, yeah. Chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. Can you see it? We come, time to cry. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah.
Stars fall from the sky for you and I. Do you know the warm progress under the stars? Do you know we exist? Have you forgotten the keys to the kingdom? Have you been born yet, and are you alive? Let's reinvent the gods, all the myths of the ages. Celebrate symbols from deep elder forests. Have you forgotten the lessons of the ancient war? We need great golden copulations. Fathers are cackling in trees of the forest. Our mother is dead in the sea. You know we are being led to slaughters by placid admirals, and that fat, slow generals are getting obscene on young blood. You know we are ruled by TV. The moon is a dry blood beast. Guerrilla bands are rolling numbers in the next block of green vine, amassing for warfare on innocent herdsmen who are just dying. Oh, great creator of being, grant us one more hour to perform our art and perfect our lives. Moths and atheists are doubly divine and dying. We live, we die, and death not ends it. Journey we more into the nightmare, cling to life, our passionate flower, cling to cunts and cocks of despair. We got our final vision by clap, Columbus's groin got filled with green death. I touched her thigh and death smiled. We have assembled inside this ancient and insane theater to propagate our lust for life and flee the swarming wisdom of the streets. The barns are stormed, the windows kept, and only one of all the rest to dance and save us with the divine mockery of words. Music inflames temperament. Allowed to roam free, a thousand magicians arise in the land. Where are the feasts we were promised? Where is the wine, the new wine, dying on the vine? Do you know the warm progress under the stars? Do you know we exist?